how a cruise ship ruling in Juneau might affect funding in Haines and Skagway, and sport fishing for king salmon restricted in the Upper Lynn Canal. This is the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. In December, a federal judge ruled that Juneau's cruise ship passenger fee could not be used to fund projects that do not directly support cruise ship vessels. Since then, communities in the Upper Lynn Canal are trying to determine if the decision could affect funding for local infrastructure projects. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
The municipality of Skagway relies on funding from Alaska's Commercial Passenger Vessel Tax, or CPV, for roughly a third of its budget. Vice Mayor Tim Cochran says that the tax helps pay for projects to accommodate the roughly 1 million cruise ship passengers that visit the city over the summer.
Our seasonal population jumps up probably 2,200, 2,500. We have now seen over 11,000 passengers on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Wednesdays for sure. Water, sewer, garbage, incinerator. All these services have got to accommodate.
Last month, Judge Russell Holland sided with the cruise industry in a lawsuit against the city of Juneau. Holland ruled that the city's municipal cruise ship passenger fees can only be used to fund projects that directly support cruise ship vessels. During a discussion of the Skagway Borough's finances at a meeting last week, Assemblyman Orion Hansen asked whether the ruling had any impact on CPV funding for Skagway's infrastructure projects. Vice Mayor Tim Cochran responded that state funding from cruise ship passenger taxes would not be affected.
I don't think that has any bearing on CPV, Orion. I think there's concern that there could be confusion, but the court case in Juneau was on a passenger fee that was the city and borough of Juneau imposed. It was not the CPV. Two different animals.
Juneau's marine passenger fee and the state's commercial passenger vessel tax are different. Juneau calculates its passenger fee based on the number of passengers on a ship. That fee is paid for by the cruise lines, even if the cost is passed on to consumers. The state's passenger tax, on the other hand, is paid directly by the passenger, and it is used to fund projects onshore that support visitors. That's the tax that Skagway relies on. Although Judge Holland's decision only applies to Juneau's fee, there are concerns that it could set precedent for the state's passenger tax. Holland's ruling cites the 1899 Rivers and Harbors Appropriation Act, which states that fees imposed on a ship or its passengers can only be used to fund services directly related to the vessel.
This is a deep concern to have that ruling be so narrow. I think reflects the antiquity of the law that it's based on.
That's Representative Sarah Hannon of House District 33. She represents the Upper Lynn Canal in the state legislature. Hannon says that the decision raises questions about whether federal law conflicts with the state's tax.
I believe we will see an appeal of the decision, and this is me speculating. I have no insider information. And whether we need a federal law changed, because, of course, our head tax law didn't address the vessel. It was the passengers disembarking because the cost to communities and their infrastructure is primarily when they step ashore. It's not when they tie up at the dock.
Municipal spending of CPV taxes has come under scrutiny before. In 2016, a state audit found that Skagway misspent some CPV funds on school playground equipment. According to Vice Mayor Tim Cochran, the municipality of Skagway has commissioned an updated study from consultant Jim Van Altvorst to review whether the city's usage of CPV funds meets regulations.
And we've done quite well, I think, adhering to the rules. And currently, like I said, we have Mr. Altvorst doing another analysis and making sure that we are within those bounds.
According to Cochran, the burden from cruise ship passengers in Skagway is particularly high compared to cities such as Ketchikan and Juneau because of the community's small population. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
King salmon restrictions continue in marine waters near Haines and Skagway. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced they will maintain restrictions on sport fishing in 2019. Sport fishermen may not retain any king salmon caught after April 1st through the end of the year. At Chilkat Inlet, anglers won't even be able to catch and release. Richard Chapel is the ADF&G management biologist for Haines and Skagway.
We're just putting in some place some extra protection for Chilkat River king salmon, trying to get them as many as possible up the river to spawn this year, because we've been having very low returns for the past 5 out of 6 years.
In 2018, the department counted less than half the minimum escapement goal of 1,850 mature king salmon. Chapel says it's the lowest he's seen. The forecast for this year is only slightly higher, at about 1,000 mature king salmon. Subsistence fishermen are discouraged, but not explicitly prohibited, from netting king salmon.
We realize that sometimes while legitimately fishing for sockeye salmon or other salmon, kings do get entangled, and sometimes they're harmed, and you wouldn't want to throw a dead fish back and waste
it. Chapel says the regulations are the same as last year, and for another year, the Haines community will forego the King Salmon Derby. The department attributes low returns to poor marine survival rates, but they don't know why those survival rates are so low.
Yeah, all we have is speculation at this point. We don't have any firm data on why marine survival is so poor at this time. Could be the wrong water temperature. The king salmon aren't getting the feed that they need to thrive and survive well in the ocean. Yeah, there are other theories, but none has been proven to be the one cause.
So the area is still in conservation mode. Chapel says the department feels the only way to get the stock back on its feet is to reduce the harvest as much as possible. If fishery restrictions are affecting you, let us know at news@khns.org. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thank you for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org, or check out the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.